Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa Enigdeberry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. This is our weekend edition. Our show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC 28206, and in Trinity Counseling Services, Burlington, 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. Just want to wish everyone a good morning. Just want to thank God for allowing us to wake this morning. Just want to thank God for allowing us to see another day. Just want to thank God for keeping us safe through the night, and thank God for safe travels on this morning. And dear God, we just wanted to thank you right now for the opportunity to have wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. We just pray that everything that we say or do, God, it fulfills the purpose that you have for us in our lives. And God, we just want to say just go before us, such individuals that we both seen and unseen, keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name we pray. It is our weekend edition. It's, we do 8 to 8:15. Our call-in number is 347-945-5924. As always, you are welcome to contact me, Melissa, TrinityCounseling at gmail.com. And Talk with Trinity is a show where I try to combine what I've learned as a drug and alcohol counselor, a licensed clinical addiction specialist, or I'm a licensed professional counselor, 21 years of substance abuse, and I encounter a lot of individuals, and a lot of individuals that seem to be searching for some type of a purpose or something in their life, and because of their alcohol or drug use, because of their mental health issues, they become a detriment to their lives, and to themselves, and to others, and to their families. And a lot of times they don't realize the depth of what they are doing until it is nearly too late. And so for the past couple of weeks, I have been making an attempt to kind of establish the foundation, as I understand it, from the information that I have learned over a period of years. I also have learned foundationally that many of the individuals in which the counseling field was founded on were atheists, and I found that to be a little hard to deal with as a Christian, in that I just don't get it. How is it that you don't know that there is a power greater than you? And but then you struggle, and then you figure out, and then when you have these different conversations, I've heard it to be said in many ways. I've met a lot of people from many different faiths, and the consensus is, You don't want Christ to be in it, in that if you have Christ be in it, or God to be in it, or some type of entity in which all persons would believe, then it would kind of muddle the whole science of counseling. And excuse me, it's a little hard for me to wrap my head around that. I'm yet still doing so. I know that the only way that I have known is through Jesus. But I do understand that there are individuals who are, say, Muslim, who have found Allah and have lived pretty fulfilling lives. And there are those who, found Buddha and have lived fulfilling lives. And I even know that there seem to be some individuals don't have any good faith at all and seem to be having to be able to live fulfilling lives. And that's okay. My goal has always been, whatever your faith is, I've dealt with people from a lot of walks. Theory has always been, if you are continually doing something as a pattern that is moving you from your purpose, which is a more positive thing, I don't know that anybody was designed for a purpose of anything negative. They may be, I don't know. But when they come into counseling and they're seeking to find a way, I believe that they're seeking to find a way, hopefully not to be able to drink or use successfully, but to be able to live with whatever it is that they have and progress versus coming in and regressing, if you will. I have had people to come in and financially regress and mentally regress and spiritually regress and physically regress. And my statement to them is, if the thing that you're doing behaviorally is causing those effects, then you need to remove something from the equation, because the aggravating effects are outweighing what are the mitigating. And that thought just came here in the last week or so, because when you go into court, law is a balance. Life is a balance. It's even said that your body wants to be in balance. Homeostasis, your body quests to be in balance. So, but if you if your pH balance is more acidic than it is alkaline, then you find yourself being susceptible to disease. So if your behaviors are more acidic or harmful to you than alkaline, which are safer bases, they're removing you from your base, then quite naturally you're going to want to tip the scales to a more even keel. And how do you do that? And you may have to remove some things. So also, we have learned this week, and that's science. That's not spiritual. However, spiritually, it does say that you have fruits of the spirit. You also have works of the flesh. And when one outweighs the other one, sometimes you make decisions and they're, you know that they're rooted and grounded in the fruits of the spirit, love, faith, peace, long-suffering, things like that. Then you're able to live your life. But then if things are more acidic and you find yourself being fighting and confusion and things that are more negative, then that tips the scale and it brings you into harm, thereby creating some type of disease. And then you find yourself in a worse situation than before. So, and that is spiritual. So technically, those two things are actually equal, and they're just spoken in a different way. I learn a lot from every individual that I encounter. I also learn a lot from the experiences throughout life. I do try. I'm finding that more and more as the days go on, that the different things that I write, different things that I read, different things that I see, people that I encounter, it all seems to be the exact same thing. The consensus is what it is that your individuals, including myself, is living a life is on a slope, and it's either you get off or you go back towards the incline, and you seek a higher, and as you seek that higher purpose, you will have distractions and you will have confusion. And this particular week, I've been confronted by a number of individuals who have asked me, why do I believe what I believe? Why am I a Christian? I've had it to say it a few ways. One individual said, well, just because of where I was born, I became a Christian. If I had been born someplace else, I would have been a Jew. If I had been born someplace else, I would have been a Muslim. And I'm like, okay, that's probably the truth. However, I was born where I was born, in the family that I was born into the environment that I was born into, so I am what I am. I am a Christian. So that didn't really shake me too much. And then they even went so far as to say, well, do you want to know the truth? And my response was, it's really not that deep. In my mind, I know what the truth is. In my mind, I believe God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I do understand principles of Islam enough to know Allah and submission. And naturally, I do say that I am not in agreement with just doing what a man says. I am in agreement with doing what God says. And if the man is not submitting to God, then by golly, I'm not going to get behind him. Thereby, I'm not going to get behind anything, any religion that says I need to get behind a man, regardless of where he is and in the station of life, because I'm not going to allow a man to run me into a ditch. I have two scenarios of individuals that always stand out to me. God rest both of them. But there was a homeless couple when I was in my early 20s that I met, and here I am in my mid-40s, and they were married, had no idea, and they were homeless. And I had no idea how long they had been homeless from prior to me meeting them. However, he come in, she come in, into the facility to stay overnight, and then they would leave and they would go live homeless, and they were married. And in talking with him after the lady died, he says, well, you know, she wanted to clean up her life and I wasn't ready. So because he wasn't ready, then she was not ready, and then she ended up losing her life, and then he ended up losing his life. And prayerfully, they've gone on wherever they've gone, but it just made me to think at that moment, as young as I was, and I saw that I was seeking to find the right path to go. And at that moment, I made a decision that it, regardless whether I was a Christian at the time or seeking, reading and studying Islam or whatever religion it was, if it's adamant about me getting behind a man, I wasn't doing it, because I was not going to find myself without a roof over my head and without a place to call my own, regardless as far as a man goes. So that was the concept with that. And I find a lot of individuals say, well, because of, you know, making these reasons, because of where we are. So when the individual asked me, who was a Muslim, who said, you know, what do you believe and do you want to know the truth? No problem. So then later on, I was talking to some other individuals. I had one young man to say, do I believe in the second coming? Well, I hadn't really given much thought about that, looking into the sky and waiting on Jesus to come. And he says, do you believe in the second coming? Do you believe that Christ already came twice? And so why am I looking for him to come again? I struggled with that answer. I struggled with that question. Okay, so, and I understood it, though, and it made sense to me. If Jesus was born, if God came in the form of a baby from Mary, that's first coming. And when he died and he rose, that was the second coming. I get it. And so that means that technically he's already done it twice, so he's not coming again. So whatever it is that I am waiting for is not going to happen because he's already come. He's already done it. So immediately, because I listen to rap music and I learn a lot from that, then it made me to understand back when I used to listen to different 80s and 90s rap, and they were saying things like Waiting in Vain by Marley and you know, looking praise and praise and praise and praise and praise until nothing happens. And it's basically affecting your own change. And then there was one last one where it was talking about Jesus not coming in the sky, that we are actually God and man here on earth. And those are some thoughts and theories that I have already passed around in my head. And that's all well and good. But whether he comes, whether he's not coming back again, whether he is coming back again, he did it that one time, and that was enough. When God came, and he brought his son, and so when his son was on the cross, and when he died, and when he rose, that's enough. I don't really, if he doesn't come back or he does come back, that's enough, because he died to save me. And then I just live right and do the right things to do. And I utilize the Holy Spirit in order to help me to live on this earth until I'm no longer here. So it doesn't matter to me about the second coming and wishful thinking, because it's now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There are going to be things that I don't see, but I need to have faith in. And then the last thing is, as we're thinking about that, what about the time and space? We only have about 90 seconds left. Again, my name is Melissa Enigdy Berry. You can write me, melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. But when we're thinking about time, and time, it says, for God, it's just a blink. 1,000 years is one, and one is 1,000. So we just have to live our time on this earth and just basically do what thus says the Lord. And right now, we just wanted to thank God for allowing us the opportunity to come again with the knowledge and instruction and being able to understand the application of the word in our lives on a day-to-day basis, the wisdom that we gain from our experiences, the knowledge that you get from the word of God, and how to be able to apply it in our life is important. Again, my name is Melissa Enigdy Berry, licensed clinical addiction specialist, Trinity Counseling Services. We just wanted to thank God for letting us be here. Thank God for what he has given to us. Thank God for fulfilling his purpose. Thank God for protecting us and keeping us safe as we go throughout our day. We look forward to hearing from you all, and we look forward to our weekday edition on Thursday, 8 to 8:30. If you have any questions, concerns, don't hesitate to write or call. Have a blessed day.